On May 28, 2025, members of Acorn NB, a union that advocates for low and moderate income New Brunswickers, presented a report to Minister of Energy, René Lagacé, and Minister of Natural Resources, John Herron, at the Hugh John Fleming Forestry Center in Fredericton. The report titled Crumbling Apartments in a Warming World, Tenants in an Energy Cost Crisis, and the event in Fredericton were part of a nationwide campaign calling for tenant climate justice. Here's Chair of Acorn NB, Nicola Taylor.
We need urgent action to ensure that tenants are not paying the price of the climate crisis. We're releasing this. We're having actions right across the country from BC to the Maritimes. And, you know, we feel it's very important to let the minister here know, the Minister of Energy, which is René Lagacé, and the Minister of Natural Resources, which is John Herron. We have presented them both a report. René Lagacé has already asked for our Affordable Energy Now platform because we should be stakeholders at the meeting when they hold it about how to protect vulnerable people.
Nicola explained that taking action in Fredericton was meant to ensure that Acorn's message directly reached the provincial government.
Turnout was good. We had a lot of members come, and we also had a couple of guys from the unions. They always come out and support us. So today was about presenting that report to the ministers inside. They're not there, but they have taken the reports and they will pass it on. And we believe that they will look at those reports and hopefully reach out to us.
The report itself outlines startling statistics about energy cost, tenants' rights, and the climate crisis.
1.6 million renter households are already spending over 30% of their income on housing and utilities, and nearly 2 million Canadian households experiencing energy poverty, meaning they can't afford to keep their homes adequately heated or cooled, and that's according to Efficiency Canada. Only 19% of tenants have seen any energy efficiency improvements. Of those who did see these improvements, a third has received rent increases afterwards.
Landlords were not the only targets of Acorn's call to action. Nicola also criticized NB Power, who raised rates by nearly 10% in April of 2025.
What are they doing to try and help their customers? Because right now they're not doing a lot. They say they have a debt forgiveness, and they say they do have programs where they can allow people to fall behind for so many months, and that, but it's not a reality, right? There is no rebate program here in New Brunswick whatsoever. So if people are struggling with their bills, we don't have anything to help people who are low and moderate income. So they are at risk of being cut off. We still are one of the only provinces in the country that allows winter cutoffs, which is outrageous, and that should be banned outright. Like, how can you expect people, especially vulnerable people, to survive in winter if they are cut off?
In response to that criticism, NB Power said in an official statement, quote, "Our goal is to always work with customers to avoid disconnecting service, and it's an absolute last resort, especially in the winter months," end quote. NB Power followed up by saying, quote, "If customers are unable to pay, we urge them to reach out to us, so we can explore financial assistance programs and find a solution that avoids disconnection," end quote. Nicola also pointed out that rising energy costs have more than financial consequences.
Well, if you think about, if you're a senior, I mean, they cannot regulate their body temperatures as easily as younger people. Or if you're suffering from respiratory illness or any kind of heat-related illness, this is going to make you feel very ill. It has a lot of health implications. What we also know is that during the 2021 Western Canada heat dome, over 600 people died in BC. Many of those who died were in apartment buildings without any mechanical cooling. Tenants in aging high-rises were disproportionately affected, especially seniors, and that's according to BC Coroner's Service.
Although, impacts don't have to be life or death to still have notable consequences.
Also, though, you will just feel really uncomfortable in your own home. You won't want to be sitting in your own home if it's that hot, and the social aspect to it. If your apartment's too hot in the summer, you're not going to ask people to come and visit you. And that can be very isolating, again, if you're senior or somebody with disabilities who may not get out very often. So there is many implications to that.
Finally, Acorn NB member Hassan Mahmoud explained why actions like these are important, even in a relatively small Canadian city like Fredericton.
sometimes there isn't a lot of enthusiasm about these things, and that might make you think that the prospects for real change are bleak, but real change comes from continued struggle. You know, I thought to myself, you go 70 years ago in the 1950s. This is actually something that Noam Chomsky once said. He started teaching in the 50s, so he said, in the 50s when I went there, in the corridors, lecture halls, all you would see is white males with fancy suits and polished boots. But as time passed, universities are places full of diversity, color, vibrancy. And I think that's something encouraging, like just as an example of how continued struggle can lead to meaningful change.
I'm Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.